You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Toilets for everyone. This is from that. It's called Essential Lurkers. Essential Lurkers by House Witches. We've got two of the House Witches on the line, Micheline and Esther. Kia ora, how are you both?
Kia ora.
Kia ora, Rachel. Ka nui te mihi ki a koe. Thank you for having us on.
Oh, such a pleasure. I am a big fan of Toilets for Everyone, your brilliant new EP. What a great title as well. Tell us a wee bit about who House Witches are as a crew.
Thank you. So there's four of us. I'm Micheline, I play the drums. We have Bridget, who is our incredible singer. Rory does guitars and BVs. And Esther, who's also here, also does guitars and backing vocals.
How long have you guys been playing together as a crew?
Oh, a few years now. I think we started in about 2018, and Esther joined us shortly after we'd started. Rory, Bridget and I were doing a lot of bike riding together, and we were training to bike around Taupo.
Oh, cool.
And we were just talking, you know, we did a lot of riding around different parts of Te Whanganui, Atara, Wellington, and I don't know, had lots of cool conversations. And then we were just like, man, we should make some music together about a lot of this stuff. And yeah, and that's how we started.
That's awesome. I feel like that's the nicest, most natural way for a band to come about, is mates with shared interests channeling it into music in some form or another. Your music is like wonderfully joyful and funny and political, and it feels really ruckus, and like your live gigs are probably a very fun time. Is that something that you particularly enjoy, is playing live one of the main bits about it for you?
For Bridget, definitely. She's a real natural performer. She's amazing. She has a lot of energy. I think me and Mish find it a bit harder.
Yeah, I think probably if it was just Esther, Rory and I, we would spend a lot of time in a room together playing music and writing songs and having a really great time doing that.
Yeah.
And Bridget is the force that's like, people need to hear us, you know, and she was just born to perform. She is incredible.
Yeah. Everybody needs a Bridget to make sure that people do hear what they've been working hard on, eh?
That's right, yeah. We would be a very different collective without her.
What's the writing process for a House Witches track like? Because it feels like there's a lot of maybe conversation that goes into a song before it becomes a song. Who does the writing? Is it a group thing or is it one of you? How does that work?
Yeah, it's pretty collaborative. We often one person will bring an idea, and we've recently moved practice spaces, but we used to practice in this kind of incredible office building, and I think we were the only occupants on the floor that we practiced, and it was this quite kind of decrepit, abandoned office space. It really felt like it was, you know,
post-apocalyptic.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, corporate failure, like, you know, ugly carpet tiles and horrible broken Venetian blinds and things.
And weird sculptures, like, yeah, in random places.
Yeah. And it had this big, and it had a big whiteboard. And so we would sit in front of that whiteboard together and write songs in this kind of office block. And I think that had a lot to do with how this EP came about, just being in that environment.
Totally.
Yeah, and actually the wonderful musician Lake South it coordinated that office space for us, and then we had to shift in. He's found us another really cool spot as well.
Oh, nice to have friends who can help you with that. Finding a space is so important, and as you said, it can have such a big impact on what it is you end up making.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Tell us a wee bit about this EP. Is there kind of like a central statement you're trying to say? Obviously, Toilets for Everyone feels very like trans-inclusive, supportive vibes as a kind of starting point. But is there something that you're trying to like say as a political statement, or is it just a collection of things that you believe that you've all sort of ramshackled together?
Yeah, I think we definitely didn't go into this thinking we're going to say this.
It's a manifesto or something.
Yeah, totally. We wrote a bunch of songs and then we were like, oh, we should release them. But
because it's kind of stuff that's happening in our life, right?
Yes.
Like, Peter is about my former property manager, and that was because I was so angry about how he treated us, and basically renting in your mid to late 30s / at any point in your life.
Yeah.
So that inspired that.
Peter Money Eater, I believe, is the name of that song. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What a good one. I'm sure we've all had a few property manager landlord interactions we could layer that one onto.
Yeah, definitely.
Totally. And the song Toilets for Everyone, you know, I guess we were just all thinking about experiences we'd had through our working life. You know, none of the examples are related to our current employment situations, just in case any of our bosses are listening. But certainly, you know, like, we've all experienced that kind of corporate fakery and hypocrisy, talking about, you know, where your employer says, you know, we really care about your well-being, and what that means is, like, you should meditate and do yoga.
Yeah.
I guess also just that frustration that I think the Toilets for Everyone line really jumped out at us as one that would be a really good one to have as the title of our EP. You know, like, it's still kind of mind-blowing that we have, we're still building spaces and building new toilets that are not available for everybody to use. The St. James in Wellington has recently been done up. It took ages. Toilets are still kind of set up in a gender binary. So, yeah, that was something. I guess that was a particular thing we wanted to talk about. We also made stickers that say "Toilets for Everybody," "Toilets for Everyone." So get in touch if you want any of those, or just make your own. Awesome. Chuck them on the toilets that suck.
Yeah,
I think also because Bridget is a plumber, and so she was also part of building these toilets that were binary gendered. Like, what is going on?
Yeah. It's one of those, I mean, it's such a great title because it is, it's sort of cheeky, it's funny, but it's also earnest as well. And I think that's a nice through line to this whole EP. One of my favourite tracks was your first single, which feels very cheeky and earnest in a different type of a way. Highlight of my week, about wagging work and going for a swim. This may be also based in a bit of reality, perhaps.
Oh, it's definitely not based in reality. We would never do that.
Again, if employers are listening.
During a work day. Yeah. as we said before, you know, Rory, Esther and I probably, on the more introverted end of the spectrum, we're also probably at the more cynical end of the spectrum, and Bridget is this, like, incredible positive force, and she's always kind of, you know, encouraging us to write happy songs. She's like, I just want to get out and sing some happy songs, you know, and make people feel good. And we really tried with Highlight. And we were like, oh, the beach. We love the beach. The beach makes us feel amazing. And there was a point when we were writing that song that we realised it was sounding like kind of deeply saccharine. And we couldn't cope with it. And we were like, no, we can't do this. We need it to feel a bit more like a House Witches song. And then once we'd kind of started, I guess, weaving some anxiety through that song, it started to feel a bit better to us.
Nice.
But we did, yeah, we really do like being at the beach, and we did really want to make that a happy song.
And it's a great track. It is a great track with that little fruit of anxiety, a little bit of guilt about sneaking out. It's great. House Witches, thank you so much. Or, you know, two quarters of House Witches, Micheline and Esther. Thanks for speaking with us this morning. Is it up on Bandcamp if people want to go and get it?
Yeah, absolutely, on Bandcamp. Yeah, that is the best way to listen to us.
What's your Bandcamp address if people are trying to track you down?
Oh, I think it's just housewitches.bandcamp.com.
Excellent. Well, Bandcamp Friday is coming up this week, so this might be one to add to your list if you're thinking about it at home. Thank you so much for speaking with us. We are going to listen to Highlight of My Week now. Have a great rest of your morning.
Thanks so much, Rachel.
Kakite. Slip out of the office
for a meeting. It's not a real meeting. I'm going to the beach. I'm going to the beach. It's 3 o'clock, I'm working from home. Please don't check on me. Please don't check on me. Rubbing in your sunscreen is the highlight of my week. Finally back out on chips with you is the highlight of my week. Admiring rickshaws with you is the highlight. Feel guilty, a little bit sad then.
House Witches from Puniki with Highlight of My Week from their new EP.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.